The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Well, it finally happened.
Yeah, it did. It sure did.
It finally happened.
It took, I don't know, was it 8 years?
Well, it's
year.
20 years.
Well, 20 years, but I mean, before it would have been almost impossible to happen. Now it's possible because of the scenario, because of the setup.
I walked in on Chuck in the bathroom yesterday.
You sure did.
I heard the commotion from it.
It was like, yeah, Dave, let's just say this. Dave didn't keep it quiet.
Dave, I believe he...
Dave's like,
I was in my office.
I don't blame him because I was on the toilet.
And the windows rattled.
Yep, you
damn
did.
It.
You got out of here too quick.
Oh, that's. I'm so sorry, Dave.
I'm still embarrassed right now. I'm still like, I'm going.
Oh, that's not a big deal.
Wait, but what happened?
So, listen,
he didn't lock the door?
No, left it open for James, and it was Dave that walked in.
Lisa leaves like a magician. Like, it's like a puff of smoke and she's gone,
if
right?
You're
like,
not.
You where'd she go?
Yeah, if you want to leave at the same time as Lisa, you better have your bags packed.
Yeah,
you
know and Andy usually.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm trying to keep up. I mean, you can feel the wind off of Lisa.
Yeah,
like, she's going so fast.
I'm ready.
She got places to go.
So, I leave the studio. I go to my office. Chuck's still in the studio. Normally, he sticks around to do a couple things. And I do a couple things in my office. So before I left, I thought, quickly hit the job before I head out.
Right. I had the same thought.
Mm-hmm. So I just round the corner.
Yep.
Like I normally would. Yep. It said vacant, the green, green.
The
we have one of those.
You guys know how Dave enters a room.
Yeah.
You guys know how Dave enters a room.
So I got our engineering team.
Like a SWAT in a drug raid.
I do. I power into our room.
Pow! Dave's here!
Just to ensure this never happened to any of us because we all share one stall bathroom. Like it's a one-person bathroom.
Yeah.
I had our engineering team. At first, I had put a sign on the door that you would flip over.
Someone had the same thing happen to them. What happened. Someone had the same thing happen to them. They did not, they're not as carefree as I am.
So anyway, it's one of those, just like you would like on a bathroom on a plane. It says, like occupied or empty. Ours says like vacant or whatever.
Yeah.
But green means good and red means bad.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So this has been a fear of mine since I started here. My first week here, someone walked in on me.
Yes.
One of the overnight guys walked in on me taking a pee.
Oh, that's, I remember. That was a long time ago.
That was the first week we were in this building.
Yeah.
So, truthfully, it was more about Lisa. I didn't, that's not who I want to walk in on, or I know she doesn't want to have anyone walk in on her as guys, whatever, but still.
Yeah.
So, anyway, around the corner, green for go.
Kicks it in.
I my head was down at first, right, because I was thinking about something, and I look up and just
hey!
I'm like, it scared me and then disturbed me.
Was he going to the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah, I was on the toilet.
He was sitting on the toilet.
I was sitting on the toilet.
He was sitting on the toilet.
I was wondering if it was
and we made eye contact.
The good thing
and
is.
I went, Jesus Christ!
Oh, my God!
Jesus Christ, John!
What a beautiful sight. Why did you act so horrible?
And the truth is, so the good thing was, I wasn't doing anything like, I wasn't doing a number two or anything. I was just chilling.
It doesn't matter. Why were you just sitting there if you weren't going to the bathroom?
I peed.
Oh, you pee sitting down?
I always pee sitting down. I told you. I live the soft life.
You guys.
It's part of living the soft life.
The worst, Lisa, the worst.
Oh,
I blocked it out until I just encountered Chuck in the bathroom this break, and then now it all came flooding back to me. So, yes, I screamed. Yes, I was shocked. I was scared. I
got up, too. I got up and naked.
Yeah, he sits up.
I was like, what?
He sits up. Go get the door.
Let me get that for you.
Yeah, he was like, I guess his first instinct was, I should lock it. But it's too late. I'm in the bathroom with you. Sit down. Sit down.
I'm fine with it.
That is the reaction you have, though, if you ever had someone walk in on
you. What I heard from my perspective.
Because Andy's down the hall.
You were still here?
I was still here, yeah. So I'm chilling in my office, getting stuff around or whatever, and then I hear the shrieks of Dave.
Yeah.
They rattle my windows a little bit on my office.
Oh, my God, it was loud.
So I'm like, oh, my God, Dave fell or something. I'm like, he finally burst through a door and injured himself or something. And then he says, mother of ass! The S word.
Yes. Yeah.
He said, mother of ass.
Yeah. Oh, no one says God. That. No one says that.
And I had to talk to him. You know what I mean? So like, I was like, hey, Dave.
You'd been through some stuff that day.
Something happened there. Can I talk to you for a second? You know what I mean? It was like, it was a crazy scene. People came out of their office. Because I think everybody thought
well, everybody was coming out.
Right.
You know, we got other people that work here. And they're like, just so you know, I'm going to talk about that on the radio. I'm like, go ahead.
Right.
Oh, I don't care God. What you do. Wait a second. So you didn't lock the door?
So the only thing that I can think of is that, well, no, it wouldn't have been on purpose, Lise. Like, I didn't do it. I didn't, like, leave
you
it open.
I was coming
well,
I didn't think you for our after show rendezvous.
I didn't think you did it on purpose, but you just
so
didn't make
it was
sure
right
it was
after
locked?
The. No, it was like right after the show, and I was on my phone, and I think I was just like, oh, I should. Same thing as Dave. The majority of time after the show, when I go to the bathroom, that's Dave's in there. There's a lot of time. Like, it's kind of like everyone has their own little time, yeah. Right? And so I guess by the time I went in there, I was like, oh, Dave probably, or he's done. I'm good or whatever. But I walked in not thinking I was going to really do anything, and I was like, oh, and I must have let the door close and went to flip the thing, and it just didn't flip, or I didn't flip it enough.
Was my loss.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be honest, it's not the greatest being on the other side of that either.
No, I get you.
You know what I mean?
It's actually worse for you.
Well, to be honest, but listen.
You're in a most vulnerable position.
It being Dave, the only person better that it could have happened to me, would have been James.
Yeah.
Because
anyone else would have been.
It would have been a non-story so with bad. James. He would have come in. But we would have done our toilet yoga.
Hubba hubba.
Toilet yoga.
Most people want to
bend down and you know, like.
I'm kinda different.
Chuck stood up.
Chuck stood up.
Yeah. Oh!
Made it worse.
Oh my
stood
God.
Up.
Oh my God.
Like, you want
to I went
up?
Into
you
a like karate peacock. Pose. Like, I was ready to fight him at that point.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's not fight here. He's an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
I bet your heart was just...
Oh, you don't even know. I think I went purple. Like, I didn't know how to process it.
That is awful.
Chuck's naked! Chuck's naked! Yeah, I think that was said at some point. Like, I just saw Chuck in the toilet! I just saw Chuck in the toilet!
He was running through the halls.
He was like very Paul Revere about it.
No, it was loud. Everybody came out of their offices.
Oh, you know how I react to...
Because I'm right across from the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I am amazed you didn't hear it because I was in...
I thought everybody here had to know.
Man, I would have known. I would have came out and helped cause commotion. I would have posted about it all of my social media.
It was incredible.
People emerged.
Like, but to be honest, it could have been way worse for me.
Yeah.
It could have been Lisa.
No, I thought that too later.
It could have been another woman.
As much as I don't want to take the hit for the team,
it could have been my boss.
I took the hit for the team. Yeah. Right? There's so many other people that could have walked in on Chuck that it would have been way more embarrassing for everyone.
Yeah.
So thankfully it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
For both of us, really.
It should never have happened.
No, I know.
It should never
have happened.
I just, now that it's happened, I don't think I'll ever lock it.
Oh, that's it. You're just going. You're right. It's like, what could be worse? No, you're going to lock it.
No, I think I'm never lock it.
And I don't even think to knock anymore because the thing tells you if it's occupied or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, no, I mean, no, listen. I mean, there's no question. Like, if the thing says green, go in.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
It is what it is.
I always make sure that door's locked.
Oh, God.
Always.
Yeah.
I look at it immediately. I'm like, door.
Sometimes I'll be in there. Like, if I'm in there and I'm doing, like, you know, number two.
Yeah.
I'll, like, forget
one in there, though.
Like, sometimes
do
I
you
had
stare
one
at it sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God, is
just
that
stare
open
at
or closed?
Well, when I would work here on the weekends, you know, like, I was like, is right locked? Or is left? And I'm too short and stupid to like.
Oh yeah, you're far away from it. There's nothing.
And I'm like,
I'm
like,
to
oh my
throw
God.
A shoe at it.
But it'll be like mid deuce. I'm like, I'm really, really playing with fire. I'm like right or left, right or left.
I'll say this. Flat. I know myself. It's not the first time that I've done it. It's not the first time that I've done it because I know I've gone pee, washed my hands, dried them, turned around, and realized that whole time
it was open.
That it was open.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Just habit for me.
It's listen. I mean, there's no one that uses that bathroom more than me.
Right.
So in the 680, well, actually, it's. How many times
thousands,
do you think
it's probably thousands?
It's thousands. Out of the thousands of times that I've used that bathroom, That's like twice.
Yeah.
It's like twice. And the one time Dave just kicked that door right in.
Dave opens the door, jumped up nude, like ready to embrace him.
It was the reaction I wasn't expecting.
Right. I wasn't expecting to see him there
and I wasn't expecting
Once it was Dave. I'm like, dude, hey, how you doing?
Oh, God.
I was honestly so embarrassed. And it's Chuck. I mean, yeah. Chuck knows more about me than most people on the planet, right. So I shouldn't have been so embarrassed, but it still was
an awkward situation. It's still like, it's not something you're ready for.
No, it's not.
At work.
It's just, it was shocking when somebody stands up and just is like, hey.
I died. like once it was Dave, and once Dave was so creeped out.
He was too. I died.
It really helped in my own embarrassment. Like it all just went away because I was like, oh man, that's the best prank I could have done.
Just been standing there, and that wouldn't have been so bad.
No, because he would have been facing
the other way.
It would have been great though. I mean, you would have definitely seen probably some of my butt, which is no good.
No,
I mean, you saw my whole front, probably.
Yeah, so,
not a big one.
The guy who walked in on me, I was facing away, right? I was peeing. I was standing.
Yeah.
So I did kind of. My reaction at the time was the same, like to turn and look.
You turn and you're like, what the hell's going on? Because you know, like, and believe me, when Dave comes crashing into a room, you think it's a drug raid.
On the floor!
So, yeah, I basically, hopped up to kind of... But what you don't realize is just how far away. You're so far away from the door, there's nothing you can do.
No,
because he doesn't open the door, lightly. Like, just kind of, like, take it and...
Yeah, have you ever
I know
when he's leaving it? It's like, you better be back. He'll kill you with that door.
I don't even think about it.
Yeah. I'm aggressive, I guess.
It like hits to the end of where the door goes, and I'm almost like, oh, it's gonna snap.
Yeah. It's those door
stoppers. That's how he came in.
That like come in with Dave, basically, because he'll like kick a door open and those things that are like right on the end of a door, it just like Dave is one guy that actually uses those things.
I use door stoppers. Yeah,
he puts them to the test.
He puts them to the test.
But I do also, I've realized when I am in a stressful situation, I make my own swear words up.
Yeah.
Like I just get the worst words I can think of.
Mother of S.
And put them together.
Mother of S was shocking.
I know.
bellowed through the hallways. Like I was like, oh, Mother of S. I was like, what could that be? I was like, he's like, Chuck was dude. I saw Chuck dude.
But like, but the thing is, instead of it being something that just me and Dave went through,
everyone knows.
Because Dave is who Dave is, the whole place knew.
Yeah.
Then it'd be like, what happened? I'm like, I was sitting on the toilet and Dave walked in. I had to explain it to every single person as I'm leaving.
Yep, morning show here.
Yeah, just like, you don't mind if we talk about it?
Was Ken here yesterday?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, that was the other day. Yeah. I got my days.
You know,
confused.
how they have in movies or whatever, like a UFO will come down, and then everybody's like in like a village or whatever, and they come out of their like place or whatever, and like it was like that. Like everybody was just emerging.
When I came out the hall, there was all just heads peeping out of offices.
Like, is everything okay? Like the morning show is crazy.
It was nuts.
That's what they're
thankfully
thinking.
No one was on the air live at that time because. My swears would have been on the air for sure.
Dude, I didn't even think about that.
It was so loud.
It was piercing.
But I was just in shock.
I was like, mother of ass.
And I almost attacked him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he looked like a man, a half-naked man.
He gets up,
I karate to try to get out of the way.
I'm like, hey.
And then trying to pull the door closed as fast as possible.
Put it out there.
I'm like, hey, bud.
Oh, I hope none of this happens again.
I hope
it will. It will.
I mean, it's going to happen. And the thing is, it's going to happen. It might not be me.
Yeah.
Like, it'll happen to someone else.
I would have screamed so loud.
Oh, God, Lisa. Honestly, I don't know if I could have come in today.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, that's what I did. I screamed and ran.
But I'm like, Lisa, don't run.
Okay, can you imagine what would it have happened if that was Lisa?
What? If
like, would we be here today? Would we be doing a show today if you walked in and Chuck stood up?
I can't even imagine.
Well, I would walk in probably a lot.
Lighter.
Yeah.
And I would have shouted out. I was like, hey.
I heard, but it didn't matter because the second it cranked,
it flew. You know what I mean? Like the second it cranked, it flew. Like it was In half a second, it was fully wide open. Right. I was like, there was no reaction to
it. Power into a room. Yeah.
There was no reaction to it. And then, you know that door? So it takes like 20. This is how slow it goes.
It's got one of those slow closers.
That's so you can maintain eye contact, of course.
And then it closed. Like, it took forever. And I'm sitting there, like, after, because I got up. And I'm like, this door is, like, never going to close.
Well, Dave opens them, like, old West saloon doors.
Yes.
Like, he's when the like guy a, comes yeah. in to rob everybody.
Like a bad guy busting in the saloon door.
There's, like, a dude that stops That's playing piano.
It's true. Well, I stop playing piano.
I said Dave is like the Kool-Aid man with the bathroom door. I am. And I'll admit it. So you now know what that we talked about the old guy on the plane that I walked in on.
Yes, I know exactly how he
feels.
Exactly.
I pushed his door in, but I didn't see anything that time. Thank
you. Sounds like it's starting to be a regular occurrence, Dave.
I guess.
I got to change the way I come into a room.
Yeah, you do.
I got to gingerly enter rooms.
I will say this. I do think that there is something with that little. It seems just so. Flimsy.
Is it not working?
No, I think it's working.
No, it's working.
No, I think it's working. I just think I went to flip it and I was distracted and I thought it flipped. I thought I did it.
I still laugh about that elderly man that you probably just knocked his pacemaker loose trying to get into that bathroom.
When I pushed that door and I broke it to open it and then on the plane because I thought it was unoccupied. Yeah. And it was 20 minutes later that guy came out. What happened between that time?
Yeah, I mean, he had an old person bowel issues.
Someone said it would have been awesome if Chuck said, ta-da!
Well, basically, I did.
He did. What, he stood up and just said it.
And basically, I was like, let me close that for you. Let me help that door close.
The slow close is
close. The slow close.
So embarrassing.
The fast open,
fast and slow close.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, because...
You didn't jump up to shut it?
No, I did. That's what
you
did.
I jumped up.
That's what I was doing. Yeah. The problem is I had no pants on.
We probably would have been okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Weird. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Hockey locker room stuff.
I know, right?
It's not, I mean, at the end of the day.
But
still.
But like I said, it could have been way worse, like if I would have had the same reaction to Lisa, because then she would have, she'd know me on a much better level.
Yeah, she would. She would.
I would have said, sorry. I didn't see anything.
I would have been like, yeah, you did.
You know, I've been embarrassed.
Yeah,
that's
did.
The difference. And then we would have made jokes.
Apologize to Chuck. I was angry at Chuck.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't his fault.
Because he didn't lock the door.
Right. Yeah.
So Dave barrels around the corner, and then it was like Chuck was right behind him, like maybe like a couple of yards.
Yeah.
And
they walked out together.
Dave was filled with sadness and terror, and then Chuck was like filled with pride. He was glowing almost like a pregnant woman or something. Like it was like, man, Dave walked in on me on the bathroom.
The last words I hear as the door is slowly closing is, that is awesome.
Well, to be honest, it was awesome that I got walked in on and it was you.
Yeah.
Like that's a best case. It could have been so many other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So could have been many other people it could have been.
Yeah.
It's a tough day.
We might have to make a chuck adjustment to that thing and put one of those little like a chain.
Oh, one of the ones like a hotel room.
Like an apartment building. You got the chain latch that you have to.
You think that's going to hold up to Dave's super strength?
I don't. No, but at least he'll know not to look. If that chain, you'll know to turn. He'll know to turn and not stare right at my crotch.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. What's been your most embarrassing moment with a coworker? If you want to share your story, 1-855-954-6969, toll free. And to be truthful, not many people have the same relationship Chuck and I have as coworkers, right? So if you barely know someone, it can be much more embarrassing. You know, two guys that are buddies, it's a little different.
Yeah.
Still not great, but
It wasn't great.
It could be much worse for both of us. 1-855-954-6969, or you can text us at 4-6969. Your most embarrassing moment with a coworker is what we're talking about after I bust in on Chuck in the bathroom yesterday when he forgot to lock the door.
See, I'm lucky because I have my offices right next to the bathroom, so I'm kind of like the bathroom monitor. I always kind of know who's in and out of there, you know? Because if I have to go in, I'm like, okay, someone's in there.
Well, like, and I can tell when you're there because you have a telltale sign. You actually, like, leave your door is open. If I see that Lisa's door's, I'm like, okay. Lisa's door's open. She's in there. It's very, very simple.
Yeah.
The majority of the time, I know exactly when Dave's going to go.
Yeah.
I figured he had already gone and he was.
Yeah, he normally goes right.
Like right after the show. And so he waited and it really did cost him.
It did. I didn't think honestly, it was just like a courtesy pee that I realized I should probably do.
That's me.
Like,
and that's exactly the same thing.
I'll just give it. I got a lot of
time. I was on my phone. And I was like, I'm going to sit down and be on my phone.
Someone said, what would have happened if Ken walked in? I don't know how Ken would have reacted to
Ken,
that.
Ken has a weird,
he'd have been like, oh,
either that or he would have been like, I apologize. So, like, don't.
Yeah.
He would have been really sorry.
You know, like, there's two sides to Ken.
He would have. He would not have cursed at him like I did.
No.
I don't think.
He would have been like, Chuck, I know I saw it.
I'm sorry.
I really put on a show there. I wouldn't want Ken, though. Like, Ken, because you never know. You could, like, my whole office could have been filled with just tiny little dongers
right.
The next day. You never know with Ken.
Yeah.
You never know.
Someone said some girl was going to the bathroom and started farting while going and said, sorry for the farts, ladies.
Is that the ladylike way to do that?
No.
A lady apologizes for her farts.
And a coworker. It's not some stranger.
Right.
Like a stranger you can deal with. But
yeah. A coworker? Austin's with us here. Hi, Austin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Most embarrassing moment with a coworker.
So it was my sister's boyfriend. I work with him. I was Snapchatting this girl. We were Snapchatting some pictures and videos back and forth. And I ended up accidentally sending one to him. He was staying in my sister's bedroom right above me. So before it sent, I ran up there to try to get his phone from him. I went up there and his face was beet red and he opened it to me whacking off to a video.
Oh my God. Now that would have been so, thank God. And I better never ever see that. But that's
how do you recover from that?
You don't. You can't.
Yeah, that you don't.
I'd have been like, what did you two get up to after?
I saw Chuck jerking off again.
Oh, great.
I wish I gave it a couple tugs.
Kind of like doing the show. Now we can't do it anymore.
I know.
And that's the day the show dies.
No, you can't. I mean, no. Like, don't do that at work, people.
No, not at all.
No.
Bear. Hi, Bear.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing okay, man. Turn your radio down here. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so I was like 18 or 19, and I was working at a restaurant, and we were super busy, and I was having a stressful day. So I go in the walk-in cooler, and I'm sucking down whippets, man, like crazy. And my manager walks in, and I just make eye contact, and we just stare at each other for a hot second. He winks at me, turns around, and walks back out.
Luckily, you got the winker, right?
He gets it. He was like, I've been there.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, so you're lucky you had a cool manager, though.
Yeah.
Lee's in Boston. Hi, Lee.
What's up? Penis in balls.
Penis to you, sir. Most embarrassing moment with a coworker.
Walked in on a coworker in a restaurant. He was in a back storage area. I opened the door and it was like full hand powder getting thrown onto his own posterior end as he was trying to cornstarch his sweaty
areas.
Swamp butt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Thank God I wasn't
You walked
corn
in and a coworker cornstarching their ass?
Like the crack?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it was like the Some people door do. Opened and it was just like a plume of powder and hairy butt as soon as I walked in.
Wow.
Nope. And where was this? Was this in a public bathroom or was this in his own office?
No, this was like a storage area in the back of the restaurant.
Oh, okay, well then, come on, you can't do that there. You can't cornstarch your ass.
Were you cornstarching the ass there in the back where we're not supposed to do that?
When I would, powder my area before like a big baseball tournament, I knew I'd be out there for like 9 hours. So I'd, it's like someone dropped a whole thing of icing sugar on the bathroom floor. Like it's a lot of powder.
You can't.
A lot of powder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I even think about that in my office because for a while there, the locker room wasn't open at the gym. So I'd change my office before I left to go to the gym. And Ken has powered into my office a couple of times.
Oh.
Or he'll bend down.
To check and see if you're there.
Well,
he doesn't.
The top of my door is a window, right? So I have it covered with a poster, but there's still some. You'd have to be down on your knees to see.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Ken does like he, Ken
but
will look
Dan,
under.
Ken will see
but
if
Ken's
I'm
the one.
Oh, he's naked.
Yeah.
I saw Dave in a state of undress. That's what he'd say.
He'd be apologizing for months.
Oh, yeah. For months. That's an invasion of privacy. But I did think, oh God, Ken's not down on his
It's a risk. Anything like that's a risk.
Ken is probably the one person you don't want catching you doing something embarrassing here. Because
he'll never let you live it down.
Ken and Chuck.
Yeah,
because if the roles had been reversed, Chuck, this would have been on Chuck's social media.
I would have just come right in and washed my hands.
Yeah. It would have been a different situation if it had been Chuck walking in on me. It would have been live tweeted. It would have been on TikTok. Right. It would have been everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did not share it and was trying to block it until just recently. Marshall's with us. Hi, Marshall. How are you?
Oh, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? We're talking about embarrassing moment with a coworker.
Heck yeah, we are. All right. So 2009, 2010, I was at Al Asad Air Base in Iraq, contract firefighting after I got active duty. President Bush showed up to give a speech right outside our fire department bay. You can see the speech online. I was working dispatch at the time right next door to where he was giving the speech, and I popped out real quick to use the port-a-john that was attached, and I opened up the door and Condoleezza Rice was sitting on the toilet, and I almost crapped myself right there. I was like, oh my God, am I going to get shot by the Secret Service? And it was I apologized immediately, slammed the door, and went back into my dispatch office.
See,
so sorry, Condoleezza.
Yeah.
Condoleezza Rice.
Too much on her mind.
Oh my God, am I going to get fired? Am I going to get taken out? Like, oh. Yeah, it was embarrassing, man. And nothing came from it. It's not like she popped her head in and said, hey, what was that or anything. Like, I just sat there embarrassed, hoping nobody would talk to me about it.
Again, that's Condoleezza. That's Condoleezza's problem. She didn't lock the
porta potty. Exactly. Yeah. A lot of stuff. It's like me and her almost have the same amount of stuff on our brains.
Yeah, very similar.
You know?
Very similar, Chuck and Condoleezza.
Yeah, exactly.
Chuckaleezza Rice. Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing okay, man. So you had an embarrassing moment with a coworker in Tampa.
Oh, yes. Actually, it was many coworkers. I had we just had an executive dinner with the whole company, and we went next door to a little bar with a little dance floor. So my dinner went bad. So I slipped into the bathroom and using the bathroom, realized there's no toilet paper, just stood up. Figure out what to do, and a girl ripped the door open and then walked off and left me standing there literally with the whole company looking inside, and as I'm in the bathroom having to waddle up to the door and close the door and figure out what to do.
Oh my god, she left the door open and everyone could see in?
Imagine ours didn't automatically close, so it stayed open.
Wide open to the dance floor.
Imagine there's a dance floor behind me, John.
Because I would have just got up with my pants around my ankles.
When I was there and danced.
Well, you might as well.
At that point, right?
At that point, cut it loose.
Yeah, I get that now. I guess if that door had just stayed open, I'm not touching it again to close it. I'm out.
No, because you fled.
Right. I did. Of course, I'm not sticking around for a show.
You did like a karate kick move.
Yeah.
And then you turned and left.
That's it.
And I waited for the door to slowly close.
Yeah. I was probably in my office by the time that door closed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a crazy scene.
Yes, it was.
It was a wild time.
So as I,
but I knew, I was like, when it happened, I was like, well, that's the tomorrow show.
Right.
Yeah. So we just figured it out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was almost like a hallway meeting. As I hear him scream awesome as I'm walking down that hallway.
Awesome.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's trouble. Talking about your most embarrassing moment with a coworker, by the way, overly straight guy Ken texted me. He's like, don't change your clothes in an office with a goddamn window on the door.
Yep.
Well, as I said, the three quarters of the window is covered with a poster. You'd have but to be
Ken
on
knows.
Your knees.
Ken
to see
knows
in.
He's a bender. Yeah. Ken will it's bend a to see. He'll bend to see.
he's don't a
bender.
Bend.
Don't be a bender.
Don't bend.
Don't be a bender. You never know what you're going to see.
No.
So, what has been your most embarrassing moment? Some text coming in as well. Walked into the freezer at a fast food restaurant I worked at to see my manager doing a line of blow off my buddy's wang.
Oh my goodness.
That's unfortunate.
My buddy gave me a thumbs up and just had a huge smile on his face.
Just doing coke off a wiener, no big deal.
Just my wiener.
Got pretty,
wow.
Pretty good job security after that.
Yeah.
This person said I was wearing a shirt too tight on my armpits and had sweat through them so bad. I used the hand dryer in the bathroom to try and dry my shirt off. And a coworker walked in. We became good friends after that.
Yeah.
If you're shirtless, drying your shirt.
Sure.
Yeah. That's not as embarrassing.
It's a very intimate,
it's a very intimate exchange.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Wouldn't want, you know, some of the women at work to see that, but
right.
Another guy. This one said, came into work early, started the work truck, and the Bluetooth connected to my boss's phone while he was watching porn and jerking off.
That's terrible.
Mm. He called 5 minutes later to see where I was, and I said, yeah, actually, how was the spank session?
He went for it.
He did.
He pushed all his chips in, didn't he?
He did.
He pushed them all in.
I'm all in. How's your spank session?
They must have that relationship, right?
Oh, I hope.
Right? Because I'd never ask that of a boss.
Right.
No.
It's a gamble.
No.
That
could
have
very easily
them.
Been my boss that walked in on me.
For sure. Absolutely.
Brand new.
Yeah. Oh, what a way to meet someone.
What a,
Andrew.
What a time.
Hey, Andrew. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. Most embarrassing moment with a coworker.
Okay. So I was working for one of the big three fresh out of high school. Standing at the urinal, the guy's right next to me. He has his pants down a little farther than they should be, so you can already see his whitey tighties, you know, and they look like they have some miles on them. He looks over at me and he rips out this huge fart, and it was obviously a wet one.
Oh.
And staring at me dead in the eyes, he just goes, "Oh, that fart brought company," and then he ran into the stall to finish taking a deuce.
Oh my God!
Bastard!
Never heard that phrase.
No,
that
I haven't
fart
either.
Fart brought company.
It's like the fart's like, "Hey, we're here. I got buddies with me."
Oh no! I wasn't ready for a party. Hold on.
Oh man, that's filthy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Brittany, hi.
Yep.
How you doing?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Good. Most embarrassing moment with coworkers.
So I was like new to Snapchat, and we had this bar, like group Snapchat at a bar I worked at, and I took a picture of my bikini and said, "Only for your eyes," meant to send it to my husband, sent it to the whole work group chat.
Oh my God.
No.
Only for your eyes.
No.
Only for everyone's eyes.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah, my boss.
Can you send
my
another one?
Too.
Oh, that's bad.
Hey, I'll watch another one of those anytime.
Listen, you send those in my eyes anytime.
You really have to know how to use those things before you start flying out the pics, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You
got to make sure you figure that out. There's certain like devices and apps that I'd never mess around with.
Yeah, Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd never send anything like picture-wise.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Dylan's in Boston. Hey, Dylan, what's been your most embarrassing moment with a coworker?
Hey, guys. Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg, sir.
Preparing to peg.
Captain.
Peg.
Oh, my God. Love you guys. I love you guys every morning. You guys are awesome.
Thanks so much, man.
So, yeah, I was 17, worked at a gas station, and I walked in on my boss. I walked into his office. I asked him, hey, I need some printer paper. So he turns around. As I'm walking through the door, I look at his computer screen. He's looking at escort services. Mm. Now, he was 72 years old, married for, I don't know, 40 years. So the next day, it was Friday, it was payday, gives me my my paycheck, and he had an extra $500 laying onto the paycheck.
Nice.
No way. Let's just keep that between us.
Oh my God. Sounds like
here's
a plan.
A little silence bonus.
Collecting.
Yeah. Like, man, loose lips. I feel those loose lips coming on.
Right. Oh, this woman accidentally texted my supervisor, she said, eat my 2 weeks into my new job. It was meant for my boyfriend as a joke, but I accidentally sent it to my supervisor.
A joke, yeah, right. Mm.
Did you quit after that?
What do you say after that?
Like, back.
Listen, I know I'm new here. I know I said a text that said, eat my back area, my behind. I don't know how to recover from it.
To be honest, I feel like, so that's a girl, obviously. Yes. Mm. And to me, that's the only way there is a recovery.
Right.
A guy cannot send it.
Oh, God.
A guy cannot send it.
No.
Yeah.
And remain employed.
Exactly. No.
And remain employed.
That woman probably could get away with that. A guy couldn't.
Mm. A guy couldn't.
But she wouldn't want to work there after that.
I understand that.
Yeah.
No. I do understand that.
Right. But imagine a guy sent that to his male boss.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Like, how crazy would that be?
I send that to Chuck all the time. Yeah. It's a big deal. Every week I send him that message.
Eat my... caught the owner of my company... shaving the sales manager's back. Embarrassing for both of them.
Well, sure. Imagine I was having you shave my back.
Yeah,
like, at work.
Like, you're like lovers, where
you would think they were lovers. Course, for sure. Yeah.
Of course you
yeah,
would.
No, my God.
That's awkward.
That's why you don't ask a coworker to shave your back.
Right.
No.
You hear that, Chuck? You don't ask a coworker to shave your back. Yeah,
I didn't ask.
He demanded.
Said be a good boy.
Well, when you put it that way.
No, but it's, I mean, sometimes you need help until I made my spatula device.
Oh, yeah, your reaching shaver?
Yeah, my reaching shaver.
You call it the backchilla?
Yeah. Chuck.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's been your most embarrassing moment with a coworker?
Well, most embarrassing moment, we've got a guy who works for us. He's a germaphobe. And I walked into the bathroom one day while he had his pants down to his ankles washing his junk in the sink.
Mm. Well, why? So he's such a germaphobe, he even has to wash his junk after he pees?
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I'm not the only guy who's caught it. The UPS guy that delivers caught him doing it too, which he will never come back again.
Oh, no, if you're off my delivery list.
Yeah, just leave the stuff at the front door.
So wait a second, this is a bathroom that more than one person can be in?
It was, but he's claimed that it's his bath now, so he had to put a lock on it so people don't walk in and watch him washing his junk. And it's a daily ritual.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you have to wash your junk after every time you go, I mean...
That just is inconvenient.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, these sinks are usually high for me to hop up there.
It'd be cold.
Wash all this.
Yeah, I'd have to, like, get mine. My stuff would be touching the
crazy
porcelain.
Goodness. Thankfully, none of us are that crazy germaphobes.
Right.
We don't have to wash our bits after using them. Scott's in Naples. Hey, man, how are you?
Oh, good. Love you guys, by the way.
Thanks, sir. Most embarrassing moment with a coworker. What was it for you?
This was involving a coworker of mine. He sent a picture of himself full on, full frontal, to four people in the company, including our manager.
Ooh, that's a mistake.
One of the guys was sitting right next to him.
Oh, that's even weirder. Like, Chuck, what's going on?
What do you mean?
You just got your picture.
No.
Yep,
I was chatting on Snapchat.
No,
I wasn't chatting with you guys.
You hit that to me.
Oh, my God.
Went full front.
What happens when the guy sends his dong pic to a manager and coworkers? What happens next?
Well, he did not get fired somehow.
Wow.
But one of the guys who sent it to was driving home on the interstate and almost crashed.
Oh God, Chuck's dog.
Yeah, it'll do that. It'll make you crash.
Yeah, you don't want to see it. You hate to see it.
I was also sitting next to the person, one of the guys he sent it to in truck at the time, and he looks at his phone, does like a triple take, and he's like, "You had to see this." I was like, "What is it?" He's like, "Omar sent a picture of himself." I had to see it. You guys see it. I was like, "Oh God."
Oh no! Then they showed even more.
Well, I mean, that's on Omar at that part.
Yeah. Everyone sees Omar that day.
Tonight, and everybody sees Omar.
Everybody saw Omar.
Curtis is with us next. Hey, Curtis. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? So what's been the most embarrassing moment with a coworker for you?
All right. So I was like, I don't know, 21, 22. I was working at a golf course. We'll leave unnamed. Just a nice golf course up north. So me and this girl going back and forth, whatever. We ended up hooking up, like, in the storage area where we keep all the liquor down in the basement. So the bartender came down the stairs and I heard like the little gate jingle and I looked over and she's staring at both of us. You know, I mean, we're in mid stride banging and the kicker to it was, is the bartender looked us dead in the face and she says, "All I got to grab is a case of beer. You guys carry on." And it was very weird. And the craziest thing is I had hooked up with that same bartender like a month before. So it was pretty awkward to say the least.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah. He's an F boy at the
golf F boy.
Yeah. That's
what he is. What about this? Yeah. I took a huge deuce that didn't flush all the way. Mm. And my boss walked in right after and walked out and said, "Hey,
come back.
Get in there and flush that."
Oh, my God.
I like him.
You
get back in there and you flush that business.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like him.
We can use that. Yeah. We're having a big problem with that here, apparently. Exactly. So we need someone like that.
We need a manager like that. Steps up.
You get in there. You get right back in there.
This person said that her boyfriend is an electrician and was showing his boss pictures on his phone from the job site that day. The phone was in the boss's hand. She didn't realize, of course, she's texting her boyfriend, "Hurry up and get home and F me."
Wow. That's a cool text to get.
His boss handed him his phone back and said, "I think you got some stuff you need to take care of there."
Oh, right. Give you the day off. You got a banging to do.
You can go.
you better get out of here.
Yeah.
Take your phone and go.
You can finish up the rest of the papers tomorrow.
Listen, the warning here, the message you take away is enter a bathroom carefully at work.
Yes. Yeah. Make sure it's locked.
Make sure it's locked when you're inside.
Don't be distracted.
Enter carefully.
Right.
Perhaps holler.
A jingle jangle, maybe.
Maybe give it a jingle jangle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or do the Lisa, like the slow open.
Yeah, but I do a fast open.
It was as fast as could be. It's an explosive open.
It's explosive going off, for sure. Unfortunately. Yep.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.